characteristics of self-development. God-realization is the ultimate goal of human evolution. Those earnest in reaching it wish to know their present state, but find it difficult to evaluate their spiritual status. They are unaware of their position in the path of evolution. Few understand what exactly are the traits and characteristics of self-development. Worse still, people have their own standards of judgment. Thus, many enlightened sages have passed into history unknown, unsung. Ironically, people attribute greatness where it is least due. Confer divine qualities upon spiritual charlatans indiscriminately. Deify them as gurus and follow them blindly. Such following helps neither the disciple nor the guru. Do not fall a prey to such irrational practices. You cannot afford to commit such blunders. Try to understand clearly what constitutes the elements of spirituality. What marks the progress in the spiritual path? What are the chief characteristics of self-development? The true attributes of a spiritually advanced person. With this study and analysis, you would be able to assess the strength of spirituality in yourself as well as others. A few traits and characteristics of spiritual evolution are listed below for your guidance. Self-sufficiency. As a person evolves spiritually, he develops self-sufficiency, becomes independent of the world around him. He stands out a master of all he encounters in the world. Whereas a spiritually retarded person remains a slave of his body and its perception, his mind and its emotions, intellect and its thoughts. A self-developed person revels within his own self. His peace and happiness is not dependent upon anything other than his self. He does not crave for sense objects or emotions, thoughts or ideas. He remains ever free, unaffected by the manifold pairs of opposites that constitute the world. Be it pleasure or pain, joy or sorrow, honor or dishonor. Only human beings have the spiritual potential to enjoy such independence. All other creatures are entirely dependent upon the world for their peace and pleasure. You gain self-sufficiency by focusing your attention on the self. The more you attune to the self, the less dependent you are on the objects and beings of the world. And by finding your union with the self within, you gain absolute peace and bliss. Nothing in the world can augment that supreme state of fulfillment. You become totally self-sufficient, truly spiritual. You may wonder, how can one remain unaffected by the world, become free from the persecutions of the body, mind and intellect? Keep a balanced mind amidst trials and tribulations. The answer lies in spiritual discipline. Through spiritual discipline, you gradually detach yourself from the material equipments and their activities by attaching to the self within. Until you become established in the self, thereafter, the world cannot disturb you. Take the example of a coconut. When a coconut is raw, the kernel sticks to the shell. The bondage is firm. You break the shell, the kernel also breaks. But not so when the coconut dries up. When a coconut is completely dry, the kernel separates clear from the shell, becomes free. It shakes inside like a rattle. Now, when the shell of the dry coconut is broken, the kernel does not break. It remains as it is, unhurt, unaffected. The same is true of yourself. As long as you are attached to your body, mind and intellect, you are affected when they are affected. But when you detach yourself from them, you remain equanimous, regardless of any affliction they go through. You gain your independence, liberation. Universal love. The love that people claim to have for their near and dear ones is far from true love. Actually, it is preferential attachment, uneven love. You love your child more than any other. How is it that your love is concentrated on your child alone? Think. Your child caters to your personal demands more than others, satisfies your physical, emotional, and intellectual needs, fulfills your self-centered, selfish interests. Thus, the love you claim for your child is all but directed to your own well-being. You are merely loving yourself when you say you love your dear ones. True love is even, same to one and all. Love in its purest form has to be universal, not concentrated in one. Universal love is an essential trait of self-development. Jesus Christ attained that supreme state. His love was unabated in the worst circumstance. When Christ was crucified, he maintained the same feeling. And as he was nailed on the cross, his last words were dripping with love. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Objectivity. An essential quality of the spiritually evolved is objectivity. Objectivity means maintaining an impersonal, detached attitude in life, not being involved in the affairs of the world. Some become involved in amassing wealth, seeking power, name and fame. Others are lost in feelings and emotions, thoughts and ideas. Ironically, the worst form of attachment, involvement, is found among the religious. Those are the ones extremely attached to their creed, who turn into religious fanatics, extremists, even terrorists. Those who are detached, not lost in their own field of activity, are said to be objective. They become a witness, sakshi, to all happenings in the world. Watch the procession of perception, emotion and thought go by. Thus must you attune to the real sakshi, the self within. Treat your body, mind and intellect as your possessions, something other than you. The world can only affect these equipments, but not the self. Resign to the self. Look at the world from the balcony of the self. That is objectivity. Cheerfulness. Another trait of the spiritually developed person is cheerfulness, which he may not necessarily manifest at all times. A spiritually evolved person is replete with cheer and joy, though he may express it discreetly. However, he maintains that feeling all through life. On the contrary, those who lack self-development, not spiritually evolved, are morose, gloomy, depressed. They suffer from mental sickness. Such people should not contaminate the society with their melancholy. They need to be quarantined to prevent their mental disease from spreading. Lord Krishna is a personification of mirth, of fun and frolic. Though his life posed continual trial and tribulation, opposition and challenge, he was a picture of cheerfulness, effervescing with laughter. dynamism. As you evolve to higher heights of perfection, you shed your tamas, lethargy, indolence. You become bright, active, dynamic. Those who lack spiritual development are self-centered, selfish. They suffer from mental agitation, which causes fatigue, loss of energy. The spiritually evolved are relatively selfless. Their minds are calm and composed. That generates power and energy within them. Thus, the evolved have, in different periods of history, shown great dynamism in their fields of activity. They have poured out enormous physical, mental, and intellectual energies into the world for the welfare of the people. Selflessness. This trait stands out above all. It is the very backbone and of character and conduct of the spiritually evolved. The acid test of spirituality is one's selflessness. The lowest category of human beings is immersed in gross selfishness. They dissipate their lives in mere indulgence in physical senses, emotional attachments, and personal views and ideas. As a person advances spiritually, his ego and egocentric desires, his selfish and self-centered nature diminishes. And when he attains the highest spiritual enlightenment, he becomes totally selfless. Selflessness paves the way to spiritual progress. The above qualities are not exhaustive. They serve as guidelines to assess one's spiritual status. Study them carefully, closely. Use them to determine the passage to your spiritual evolution. The direction set thus should help you unveil yourself, reach the goal of self-realization.